Vayavo Yaakov Shchem, Vayichan et Pnei Ha'ir. Pnei Ha'ir Aynu Hanichbadim Shebair. What does it mean, Pnei Ha'ir? The face of the city. Who's the face of the city? People that are running the show, people who are the righteous people, the people who are really promoting what this city is all about. They're the face, right? The poster child. Umi hayu az pnei ha'ir, who was the face of the city? Shechem and Chamor. Velashon vayichan, haynu shenasu chein be'enav. What is vayichan? Vayichain, vayehi chein. Vayichan can mean he encamped. But vayichain, that the people of the city, Shechem and Chamor, he found beauty, he found favor in their eyes. They look like good people to Yaakov. Ki Shechem nitgalgel achakach bezimri ben Salu ben Dina. Because Shechem then becomes who? Zimri, the son of Dina. So when Yaakov sees Shechem, he sees the soul of Shechem, the neshama, the nefesh of Shechem, then becomes his grandson, Zimri. Right? And therefore, because in the future world, he really likes him, then he likes him right now. My son Shechem has desire in your daughter Dina. Right? Why does Shechem desire Dina? Because Dina is his mother. Right? So we don't have to get into any Freud ideas or any ideas of those kinds of relationships, but Shechem likes Dina, right? Because Shechem is Dina's child, right? Not every love and attraction and desire needs to be sexual in marriage, right? A person can like another person and not interpret that, right? In today's world, fine. We don't know how to interpret it any other way because we don't know what real love is. So any even small attraction you have is go for it, go full force. Why ever interpret it as a normal relationship, right? And that's Shechem's problem. Shechem saw Dina, right? In a spiritual world, in a more spiritual world, Dina is his mother, and therefore he loves her, and therefore now he loves Dina. So he doesn't know how to interpret that in any other way than raping her. ולכן חשקה נפשו גם אתה. ולכן אמר שכם בני חשקה. היינו שלא רצה לישא את בנות הארץ. He wouldn't marry anybody else. רק את דינה. וזהו שנשא חן בני יעקב. And because he really desired דינה, יעקב liked שכם. He liked him. כי היה לו מעט שייכות ליעקב אינו. Because there was some relationship. And the Meshulach saying here on the surface level is very, 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 can really just go in one ear or at the other. But if you have even a little Kabbalistic antennas, he's saying something very, very deep. There are so many intricate connections between souls. And at the end of the day, not every connection is one that is marriage and sex and desires. Right? So I actually, we have a family friends that this guy and this girl, they dated. And they dated for a long time, and they really tried to make it work, and they made try to make it work, and they really loved each other, and they couldn't make it work. And after many years of trying and getting engaged and breaking off the engagement, they went their ways. He actually moved to Israel, grew up in Israel, forgot about this girl completely, had kids, continued his life. She, same thing. And then on a summer program trip, his son meets her daughter. He comes from a month of being on this trip. I think it was Machach, I'm not sure. Says to his dad, found the love of my life, I'm going to get married. Says, cool, who is she? Says, okay. He goes, wait, I think I know that last name. Is her mom so-and-so, maiden name so-and-so? He goes, yeah. He goes, okay, that explains a lot, right? Meaning, his desire for her wasn't a marriage desire of, you're going to be my wife. Rather, in a spiritual way, you're my Mechutanim, right? We're going to be mechutanim. So that relationship, that intricate connection, might not unfold until a generation or two later. Right? It doesn't mean that every single girl that I like, or every single boy that I like, that means that I this is it. This is the only narrative that our relationship can be. Right? David and Yonatan could have loved each other literally more than loving women. Does that mean that it's going to be a sexual relationship? Does that mean that we're going to have to embark on it in this, on only this narrative? No. There are many, many, many ways to become best of friends. Right? And therefore, Yaakov is telling us, something very, very deep. Many times you're going to have a good relationship with somebody. You're going to find a love in somebody. Somebody's going to all of a sudden grab your attention. This does not mean necessarily. Again, in the unfolding of things, it could definitely been that Shechem doesn't get married, dies, and that's it. And you don't know anything about Shechem. That's it. He's gone. He's not there anymore. Right? But on a deeper level, and the Or HaChaim says this on the pasuk of Panim Diber Moshe Im Hashem, Diber Hashem Moshe. Right? He says, what does it mean Panim Panim? We can't be that Moshe and God had a face to face, because God doesn't have face to face with people. Because when Moshe wants a real face to face, what does God say? Kilo Yirani Adam V'Chai. So what does it mean that they had a face to face? Says the Or HaChaim. Oh, it's like the teaching in Chazal. Kimayim Panim LaPanim Kelev Adam LaAdam. The same way your face is reflected in the water, so too your heart reflects the heart of another person. And therefore, says the Or HaChaim, what does it mean face to face? Moshe had to prepare himself to receive from God. You have to prepare yourself. You're not going to prepare yourself, then God's going to not going to want to talk. And the Or HaChaim's words, halevavot yaskilu bnei elam imeovim lisno. The hearts, way before you open your mouth, are you going to know if they want to love each other or not? Right? They're going to know already on a deep level. Right? That's the avodah of reish peibet. Before you reach a person, you have to fall in love with them. You have to fall in love with them. And a lot of times, the avodah of marriage is you have to remind yourself to fall in love with your wife again, because the time span, right? Things spread away, and you have to kind of bring them back together. So at the end of the day, says Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov found favor in them. Yaakov liked Chem and Chamor. Right? He wasn't just upset. He didn't say, let's convert for no reason. Right? His reaction was okay, you took Dina, you raped her, we do things differently. And let me explain to you how we do it. We do a bris mila, we have a marriage, we have a ceremony, we do this, we do that. Because there was a connection. Now, the Chazal draw a strong connection between Shechem and Chamor and Yisachar. Why? Very interesting. Why would Yisachar, who's the Torah, why Yisachar is the Torah, right? And draw a connection between them and Shechem. Do you remember the bracha that Yaakov gives Yisachar at the end of Vayechi? Yisachar, Chamor Garem, Rovetz LaMishpatayim, Yet Shechmo Lisbol. Yisachar, Chamor Garem, what does that mean? The donkey of the, right, of the mill, right, that turns the rocks, right? He doesn't care. He's going to go in circles and circles and grind it and grind it and grind it and never gets tired from grinding, right? A grind, a good Torah. You want to learn Torah, you got grind. Yet Shechmo Lisbol. What's Shechmo? What's Shechem? Right? Your shoulders can carry the weight. Yisachar is the guy who doesn't care to sit and learn Torah all day. I remember when my friends in the army said, wait, so after you leave the army, you go to yeshiva and you sit there and learn all day. Okay, well, what degree do you get? Oh, there is no degree. How much do they pay you? They don't pay you. You pay. Wait. You're paying to sit and learn all day and then you get no certificate, nothing out of it? This makes no sense. In the world we live in, it makes no sense, right? Yisachar Chamor Garem, right? The donkey, I don't get it. He just goes in circles and circles and circles. Doesn't he realize he's just going in circles? Doesn't he understand that there is no destination? Doesn't he understand that he just... No. He's not in it for the A to B, A to Z. He's in for the grind. And this conversation between Shechem and Chamor, right, is a great correlation. And the fact that Dina is just being taken and slept with and almost prostitution. And when Leah, before she had Yisachar, what did she say to Yaakov? Don't go to Leah's tent. Don't go to Rachel's tent. You're mine. Sachor sachar ticha beduda evni. I rented you out for tonight. What? In which family, normal family, does a wife rent her husband for the... What? Of course this is what's going to happen to her daughter. Right? This is right, there's endless correlations. And who's born out of that night? Sachor sachar ticha beduda ibni. Yisachar, right? Yesh sachar. There's a reward. Right? There's a direct correlation between Shechem and Chamor and the ability to what could have been, what could have come out of Shechem and Chamor. Could have came out of Shechem and Chamor. Okay? That's it. Direct correlation. Strong, intricate connection.